proposing.
Are we, is this just for more of our information than anything, or I guess
actually,
why is this on the agenda?
Actually, our bylaws, I've read those, and their bylaws require them to present their, what they are going to do for the 2018 year. They have, and it be approved by the commission.
It says the board of directors shall present to the Taney County Commission an annual report on the condition of park and recreation facilities and equipment. Such report shall be presented at the first regular Taney County meeting in May of each.
That kind of got cut off.
So do they, this is not a report on the condition of park and recreation facilities, this is a
Proposed projects.
Now, some of it is to repairs, remodeling the bathrooms, labor to complete the project, steel doors for the bathrooms, bulletin boards for parks. That way you can put up.
Yeah,
Rodian Bridge looks at what's been approved by the commission. If they're asked to do something at it, they go forward. Then the agreement that's with the Corps on any of the Corps parks, it requires them to submit to them what they want to do right then. They'll probably, when they present it to the Corps, need to break it out in more detail. Maybe. Chances are, like on K Park, the Corps will probably want pictures of the concrete tables and what they're going to remove, and they'll want to know what ones they're going to put in.
Hey, Devin, is there a, I'm not seeing on here where the, I mean, you are going to be remodeling, you're waiting on approval from the Corps of Engineers on the Kizzee Mills bathroom down there.
Correct.
Isn't there some report we're waiting?
We're waiting on the cultural report, which should be here any time according to the Corps.
Shouldn't that be in this?
They've approved everything on Kizzee Mills that was in, you know, last year's, and they said that it was good, and but they came up with it.
I don't see it in here is why I was asking.
Kizzee Mills?
Yeah.
No, it's not
anywhere.
Most of the stuff was purchased from last year's approved budget.
Okay.
And then we are still waiting on the permit so we can proceed with that.
All the expense of his emails?
Most of it was out of last year's. The lantern hangers, the fire rings, the metal for the pavilion roofs, and a portion of the bathroom, or most of the bathroom. I think there was a couple things we would have to add on the bathroom. I think it was the risers in the bathroom is the only thing that I haven't saw yet that they have in storage.
Okay.
So Devin, you're pretty well up to speed on what their park projects are for 2018. So you know what they're presenting.
Correct. And they're well aware that we will get to them as we can. We can't.
Okay.
We've got, you know, a lot of things coming up that we're going to have most of the manpower to do.
Will you mention what you have to add to do the bathrooms at the casino's park? Will it qualify to come under general maintenance and upkeep of parks?
Okay.
Will it?
Yes, it should. Yes.
I was looking to see what the Corps would have to approve that's not on the bulletin boards. They would simply have to approve on Cape Park
and yeah.
See mails. That's the only Corps parks that would come through.
Yes.
So do we need to accept the annual report?
We had told them they need to preferably have their chairman come and present all that to you all. Before money would be expended, I would feel better about it knowing it had been approved.
Here's the issue. We're on the agenda for project requests, but their bylaws state that they're supposed to give us an update on the facilities and not on project requests. The project requests are done through the budgetary process. Now, I agree with you before they do anything, they point, hey, this is what we're planning on, kind of what the sewer department does, what the our sewer district does and stuff. So. But if you guys are trying to make them more in line with what their bylaws are, they still haven't done it, in my opinion. So they can present it next week or 2 weeks from now. It's not a big deal.
What about, like, for now, the portion of it that requires us to go down there with manpower to mow them, get the arena done for all of their events? Can you approve that so we can?
Well, again, this is new as far as us approving every little item. So I don't know. I'm assuming in the past that was kind of the former commissioners, mm-hmm. and we all have our own kind of roles on different things,
right.
And we've given permission to each other to, okay, that's kind of yours, so you can, because it was approved by all three commissioners within the budgetary process. So if you're asking for direction on, are you
we don't
asking
mind,
for,
we don't mind doing it, I just want to make sure.
Are you asking for direction on, is there certain things that need to be done as far as the mowing, some upkeep, and some different
yes.
things? Okay. We are here to talk about 2018 project requests, so
okay.
We can't give you direction to do that right now.
Okay. So then, are you thinking, because they are wanting direction on just what they have to do, so when they present that and the budget's approved, then they'll be treated just like any other budget?
That's how it's been done in the past. But my understanding is you had concerns on that maybe, or you had thoughts on that, or am I wrong in thinking that?
Well, if we had a spreadsheet done on everything that had been spent in all the parks, the park board said they were not aware of where items were going or how things were spent. And they really had no knowledge. And a couple of the members had expressed that. So we had a spreadsheet done for all the parks. They went out and surveyed them, which they should have anyway, according to the bylaws, and gave an update on what was being done. But they didn't know. Things were just done. And they didn't know what what they relayed to me.
Why don't we put it on the agenda for next week, park board general discussion? And that way we can talk about it and figure out how we want to move forward in the future.
Sounds good.
So we can take that up during daily staff review and agenda requests.
All right. Thank you.
MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry, I can't remember if I've given you guys these. They come out right at the first of the year, and I was here in January, so I can't remember if I've given you the construction guide for this year.
I think so.
The entire list of what construction projects we know will be happening this year within our 21 county area. And then specifically, I'll give you an update on what's going on in the county. Obviously, most of our projects this year are already active. We're continuing to work on the Bull Shoals Bridge. I didn't know if you're aware of it or not, but we do actually, if you go to our website for Southwest Missouri, there is a camera online where you can actually look at the construction project every once in a while. It's not a, I don't think it's a continuous feed. I think it's still a photo, but it periodically updates. So that's available. They're finishing up the last bridge support, the cap of the last bent. And so I haven't heard when the next beam delivery will be, but obviously we're continuing to set beams. And once the beams are set, they're also starting to work on the deck. Some of the deck is actually precast, so it's set in place also. But we're continuing to bring that up out of the ground. Glad to see that everything's up out of the water, considering we're supposed to get like 4 inches of rain this week. So hopefully we're in good shape there. Over in the eastern side of the county, we finished up the 76th bridge on Kentucky Creek. That is completed, and they have started work. There's actually three bridges right there, kind of in a row, and we're working on the Beaver Creek Bridge right now. That's the one that's on the east of, I believe that's Route W. I always forget what the letter name is there, but right on the very eastern side of the county. That's the one where we actually have had to close the road completely because there's no way for us to put a bypass in. It's too deep and long. So that work started a couple weeks ago with the demo, and they're starting to drill footings, and they've gotten deliveries in of rebar and stuff like that, so we're progressing on that. And once they finish that, then they'll move to Caney Creek, so there's actually three bridges in that package. So we are scheduled to start a series of three overlays beginning next week, actually. The contractors have started asked to start on Monday, so assuming that they have all their stuff together, they will start on Route O over by Kissy Mill, and then Y here in town, and then move to Route T. And that's about a two-week period in that order is what they're telling us right now. They're going to start with O and then move to Y and then move to T. Later in the season, I haven't heard any schedule yet because we just awarded these. We're supposed to have some chip seals coming up, specifically on Route 160, I believe on the eastern, very eastern section of 160, and then also on the western section west of 65 will be chip sealed. So that's the majority of the work that will be done this year in the county. As far as legislation, they're on break right now. I guess, I don't know if it's 2 week break or 1 week break. Are they back in this week for state? I can't remember. They were off last week, and I can't remember how long that lasts. There have been, I printed this out just to kind of show you, double-sided, tiny, 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 tiny text. These are all the bills that have been filed this year that involve transportation in some form or fashion. It's really kind of crazy this year. They've got bills for funding. They've got bills for safety regarding seatbelts, texting, the usual try to repeal the helmet law, but lots of little small breakoffs on the funding side as far as how the funding would occur, lots of little small breakoffs on the safety side as far as like no texting just in a school zone or no texting in a specific area.